Now, we've got the State of Origin coming up on the weekend, and we see a lot of footballers in all codes, and the big smile after they've scored. We see the mouth guard, and they're quite flashy, some of them. They have flags and names and colours on the mouth guard. So I think that's good because it'll encourage kids to wear them. So just explain again, just a little primer on how mouth guards work.
Well, I mean, there's varying forms of mouth guards, but I guess you can take basic forms, which you get from the chemist, which you mould yourself, which you might have seen. And then there's obviously the ones that are made by ourselves or by dental technicians, which are where you take a very accurate mould of the mouth, and then the mouth guard is moulded onto that. It's actually it's thermoplastic, and it's softened and it's sucked down onto the model, so it's very, very accurate fit. Obviously they're much better than the ones that you get in the chemist, which you can mould yourself, because they're smaller, they fit well, they don't fall out of your mouth, and they're thick where they should be thick, which means on the outer surface, protecting the lip, protecting the teeth. You know, but sometimes, you know, accidents happen. Last Sunday I was doing a fractured jaw from one of the AFL footballers that even though he was wearing a mouth guard, you know, he got such a hit that it actually broke the jaw. So they can't always be, you know, beneficial, but for general tooth injuries, especially for young kids when they're growing up, when, you know, you might be just changing over at seven to your first big teeth, and then if you get there sort of sitting out in front, so they're quite susceptible to damage.